What's your name?
My name is Shirley Bennett.
Shirley, you get an A.
Oh.
If you can tell me why you were here at Greendale.
To get a degree in business so I can sell my baked goods and whatnot on the internet.
Why are you here?
To get a degree in business so I can sell my baked goods and whatnot on the internet.
Why are you here?
Because I wasted 15 years of my life on a man who left me with nothing but stretch marks, and now it's time to get what's mine.
Day seized.
In episode 3 of season 1 of Community, we see Shirley Bennett sitting in a classroom led by a teacher who is determined to have his students seize the day, which frankly is no way to teach accounting. Nevertheless, his tactics do seem to work, at least on some. Shirley Bennett is asked why she is at Greendale, and 2 times she responds with a quaint, rehearsed answer. But finally, when asked the 3rd time, truly, forcefully, why are you here? She lets it all come out. She lets her heart bleed openly in front of everyone. And how she responds showcases the pain inside of her heart, the longing for something more that pain has given her, and her not exactly knowing how to go about it. In fact, her journey throughout this entire show is a roller coaster, but one that mirrors a lot of Christians' lives. And in fact, Shirley Bennett is a Christian character in the show, and one that, while not done perfectly, is one I think done more accurately than most. You see, Shirley entered Greendale essentially at her rock bottom, when her life has fallen apart, and now she's having to build back up again, and she is struggling to find direction. A lot of people enter the doors of a church for the same reason. And you know what? Some of those people have been coming to your church for a long, long time. We get in a habit of asking our fellow churchgoers how they're doing. How are you? And their response is always the same. Fine. But if you truly care about them, you'll keep asking until you get a genuine answer.
That's not a very nice way to treat your friends.
No. Hear me out. When you keep asking how they're doing and they keep responding fine, and yet you still ask again, no, really, how are you doing? It's helping them to let their guard down, realizing that you truly do care and that you really are a safe person to talk to. Ecclesiastes 4:12 reminds us that if someone overpowers one person, 2 can resist him, and a cord of 3 strands is not easily broken. What this saying is that we need each other no matter what we're facing. Together, we're stronger. God made us that way. God made us to need each other. And to start with that, we have to start being genuine with each other about our struggles, our fears, our pains, when we're hitting rock bottom, all of it. And that's where true friendships start to grow as well. Everything gets better together. So go out and ask enough to where they know you really care and you'll truly seize the day.
Wowee!
Catch a new Back Row Binge Watch every Monday on the Back Row Morning Show, exclusively on LTN Radio.